Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who says if you like to eat, check out the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com.
And if you just fade away, don't you know I'm still standing better than I ever did.
Wow. How appropriate is this, Jay?
I'm still standing.
I'm still standing after all this time.
Well, I am one of those people who don't give up. The easy way has never made me happy. And hopefully the situation we find ourselves in terms of how the program is broadcast and how it gets to you will be enhanced, be better. That's what I'm looking forward to, working on better plans to do things more easily, but intelligently, right? Isn't that it's the easy way if it's intelligent. You're doing things, why would you do things the hard way if you can do the easy way and it makes you happy and it makes things work? A lot of people just like to stir. Donald Trump is a perfect example of somebody who doesn't want to do it the easy way. It doesn't seem to make him happy. So he goes on about the business of stirring the pot, right? He's maybe one of many, many, many examples we can come up with where people are not happy unless they are, you know, in a disruptive mood. And so anyway, I think that thinking about happiness, it was a guy, the book I read once, and I remember clipping this out of the book. The author wrote, quote, listen to this, Jay, happiness does not come from doing the easy work, but from the afterglow of satisfaction that comes after the achievement of a difficult task that demanded our best. So what is there in life about happiness and pleasure? Is it what you're doing is purposeful? Even if you go out and play a game of golf, I want to get some exercise. I don't want to ride in the cart. I want to walk around the golf course because the walking around the golf course is really what it's all about. It's the exercise. It's not putting your butt into a little cart and riding. Well, what the heck good is that?
And hanging out with your friends, which
helps
the soul.
And it does, exactly.
I mean, adults have too. They just look differently than
they do. They're on a golf course for some. Yeah, out in the boat, whatever. All right, speaking of Donald Trump, Mr. Trump, true to his style, has taken a look at some of the candidates in the Republican Party running for various offices around the country that have been using his image, like somebody running for the Senate, somebody running for the House of Representatives, somebody running for governor, and they have sought out the backing of Donald Trump because they think that's how they win. And I guess in some states, in some circumstances, that probably would be the case. So now Trump has added an interesting wrinkle to it. He has notified, or his people have notified, everybody around the country that's running as a Republican and using his image and saying, Donald Trump supports me. He wants a 5% cut from if the person gets elected to whatever the office is. He wants 5% of that person's salary because
it's called a finder's fee.
Yeah, right. And that's what I say about him. It's ongoing. I mean, who in the name of heaven, and when you're looking around at the turmoil and everything that's going on around Donald Trump, would think he'd wake up one day and say, you know what? I want 5% for using my name, my image, and my likeness. Or don't do it. So there are a lot of the scammers, too, that are using his name, trying to make a point. So anyway, I find it interesting, because every day with him, it's something else, right? It's not the easy way. He doesn't take the road less traveled. He takes the road, well, maybe it is. I guess it depends on your definition of the road less traveled. But he certainly is on a unique road for everyone to see. His wife apparently is really angry about what's going on in court. Did you see that? She's really getting...
What did she allegedly say by the sources? Well, do we ever believe these sources?
Well, okay, maybe not. Maybe I shouldn't give any credence to it, huh? Is just that...
Well, I don't know, though.
Anything about...
gossip about it.
Anything that has to do with Trump. You know, it looks like he and his wife are in a marriage of convenience, or it almost looks like that. But yet she seems to be, every once in a while, she sticks her head out of the hole and says she'll participate in one way or another. She's rarely with him on the campaign trail. We're rarely with him. Neither is his son, what's his name, Barron, who's
Barron.
Almost 18
well, yeah,
now. Remember that kid when he was just a little teeny bopper?
And especially Melania. She's been very protective of Barron, and rightfully so. It seems
as well
from
as she should be,
the
yeah.
outside looking in, it seems like she's a really good mom. And it is so gross. So Barron turned 18 a couple of months ago, I believe, and it's just so gross that the news media and other journalists have been saying, you know, they come after Donald's other children, but Barron was off limits because he was underage, and then they were essentially chomping at the bit, having a countdown clock of when this kid turns 18 and is quote-unquote fair game.
Get a life. Get a life. Will you please, these people? You know, the more of this that I realize, the more I lean toward Trump, the more of this stuff, this is, it's sick. It is. It's just sick. All right, let's see what's going on in the research department here, Jay, of the Good Day program. I have seen, and others have as well, these pictures of the largest marine reptile ever discovered. I don't even want to try to pronounce what this thing is called, the species. 80 feet long, that is twice the length of a city bus. This species, a descendant of sea dragons, which coexisted in the dinosaur era, the late Triassic period, which was before the Jurassic period, 250 million years ago. So Jurassic came after Triassic, I think, right? Not that I'm an expert here, but we all know. Do you think, a lot of people think Jurassic means all dinosaurs. No, it was just a period of time.
There were so many different periods,
Yeah, right. So anyway, these creatures, like dolphins, they breathe air. They go under the water and can stay down for a long time, eating fish and squid and that kind of stuff. It's kind of like a shark, in a sense. So, a father and a daughter were out on the beaches of Somerset, England. And then they got to, after they saw this, they collaborated with paleontologists. They found a lower jawbone of this creature, and they started digging around. The jawbone was 6 feet long. So imagine how big and ugly. Oh, man. Ugly. So here's another one for you. From, I guess this would be the What's Old Is New Again department, Jay. In England, a hiker stumbled across a silver monolith during a hike. 10 foot tall structure in the muddy area of his hike. He said, when I first saw it, I was a bit taken back as it looked like some sort of a UFO. Seemed like a fine metallic, like almost surgical steel. And then he said he looked at the structure. It looked perfectly level and steady, despite the weather being windy, which caused him to wonder, how did it get there? It came out of nowhere, right? There were no tracks around where this thing was. So it didn't seem like...
I feel like these have been popping up kind of sporadically in places.
Well, we have. We've seen a couple of other reports of things like this. So, what do you know what a monolith is supposed to look like? I don't know. They're kind of bizarre looking.
Are they just these, like, giant metallic rectangles, if you will, that are...
They're out of a space, a science fiction movie. You know, the squares, there have been a rectangle... things in some movies that were made out of metal, and you look at them and you think, what the heck are those things? Very mysterious. You know what? This points out how mysterious we think we know it all, and we think we've experienced it all, and we think we've seen it all. No, not even. All you have to do is look at the NASA website and see the things that are being discovered every single day, not on our planet, but elsewhere around our solar system, around our galaxy and around the universe. So there's much more mystery to life and to the world than there is. I mean, we know less about more. Does that statement make sense? Or we think we know more about less, but we actually know less about more.
Yeah.
You get that? Does that make sense?
I do. Yep.
You know, even take your body, for example, and how your body works. Do you really know how your body works? Do you know how much protein you need in your body? Do you need, you know, various things, the minerals we were talking about this week? And was I talking about that on Good Day Health? Minerals and supplements and stuff, or was I talking about that here? I can't remember sometimes. Excuse me, where I have these conversations, but I know that we were talking about the value of minerals. Oh, you know what it was? It was talking to Warren about pets and them needing, you know, his product line is called Hugs and Kisses, and he has lots of minerals for dogs and cats in them because they're important. And I think off of that, I said on the air, we don't very often get enough minerals. The basic things, the elements of life, the dirt, if you will. We should actually, if we find good dirt, we should eat it. Because it has all, what?
You're not wrong, but it's still, like, gross. You're not wrong, but it's still gross.
Well, it's my job to be gross once in a while. But envision it, a handful of dirt every day. That's what you should have in order to have the mineral supply in your body that it needs. We only get about 45% of the native minerals that we need in the food that we eat. So I take a standard process. This is not a commercial standard process, but I love their product. And they have a mineral product that I take every single day. And then you should take things like collagen. They have a product for that. There's collagen on the market. There's collagen in Calitrin that we need. Those are the kinds of things that people don't get, certainly in their diets anymore. So, again, instead of let them eat cake, from now on the slogan is, let them eat dirt. You in on that or not? Can
nope.
You
can have
you're not
the,
in on
I'll
that?
Drink the bone broth. I'll drink the bone broth. Get that collagen.
The bone broth is good for you as well. Yeah, right. How about we mix dirt with bone broth? Maybe that's
nope.
The secret. I'm going to try that tonight for dinner. Dirt and bone broth. How about that for a
doesn't count.
Okay, 18 after the hour.
Why is it the older we get, it feels like good quality sleep becomes harder and harder to come by? It just becomes more difficult to get that well-rested look when you wake up in the morning because you're not really feeling well-rested. MyPillow can change that. As somebody who suffers from chronic illness, sleep and quality sleep is really hard to come by. But here's the thing. MyPillow is probably one of my favorite items in my home. I love MyPillow's pillow. It is one of those things where I can change the shape of it to really cradle my neck if that's what I'm needing. The MyPillow pillow is just so incredible, but that's not all they are known for. They have mattress toppers. They have down comforters. They have blankets. It is like the quality sleep shop. I also have a pair of my slippers. They are the most comfortable things. It is like walking on clouds. Check it out. You can also get into their biggest sale ever where you can save up to 50%. Just enter the promo code DS when you go to MyPillow.com. Hey, do you want to get out of here? You want to go to Vegas? Well, guess what? 541 Travels can help. And so can we. Call right now, 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G. That's 800-419-3684 and get away to Vegas. If you call right now, you will win 2 free nights in Las Vegas. And the kicker is 415 Travels are also a travel agency. So if you decide you want to extend your stay, you don't have to also book your own accommodations, risk having to change hotel rooms or even full-on hotels. No. They can help you book the rest of your stay. So you don't have to change hotel rooms or anything like that. And if you want to get in on maybe some exciting shows, there's a show that you've been looking forward to see. There are some stellar residencies in Vegas right now. The shows, the food, the shopping. Get your 2 free nights. Call 800-419-DOUG, D-O-U-G, 800-419-3684.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
What better way to enjoy than get out and have some fun? Take a good walk with your dog, your pet. I don't know. You can't take a cat. Or next time from the pet show. You ever take cats out on a walk? Who takes cats out?
Of course.
Really?
All of the cats I've lived with walked on a leash and harness. And in fact,
really?
I would say a percentage of my listeners have taught their dogs, their cats rather, to walk on a leash and harness.
Okay. Well, good for them. Somebody sent me a question. Listen, what do you want me to, where do we go with that conversation? When pets die, how are their remains handled? This is something I read. This is L.A. Magazine, coming back from L.A. The last time when I was out there for the Gracies a couple of weeks ago. I grabbed the L.A. I like the L.A., not the L.A. Times. I don't like the L.A. Times. The L.A. Magazine, though, is always interested. So there's a section, you probably know this section, written by Chris Lamag, and I think that's probably short for L.A. Mag, but I like the name Chris Lamag. How about that? Anyway, when pets die in L.A., how do their remains get handled? And so I thought that was an interesting question, not just for L.A., but in general. What happens to a pet? Do they get buried in cemeteries? I know that there's a part of a pet cemetery on Forest Lawn, isn't there? Don't I remember that somewhere out there?
I'm not sure there's one at Forest Lawn, but, you know, it's interesting. It's an interesting topic because it depends on your relationship with your pet. Some people consider this their dog or this their cat, where someone like you or someone like myself, this is my family member that has four legs.
So I have Charlotte's remains, her ashes, in the nightstand by my bed.
I have right now, alongside my desk, I have the ashes of several of my pets, and in my night table upstairs where I sleep is my collar. Is it my collar, but I collar from the first dog I lived with, Smokey. So, you know, it depends.
I have Charlotte's collar. Yeah. I have her on the night post, that side of the bed by where the ashes are. I have her collar, and I have her leash.
Well, let me throw something at you, okay? And I talked about this on my show. Are there times when you're by yourself that all of a sudden you smell Charlotte? Or a dog or a cat? It happens to me.
That's very interesting you ask that question. I was changing the sheets the other day on my bed. Isn't it funny? This is like synchronicity with my friend Uri Geller. The same sort of thing thinking about what it is that what is there about that odor, if that's what it is, or that not fragrance, but the smell, the scent. Maybe that's the better word for it. That is part of. And you know what? It may come from the leash and the collar that I have hanging on the bed.
You know, call me eccentric and get online, but
no.
I just think it's in the brain. I think that there are certain smells that you live with that make you feel good, that make you calm and comfortable. For some people, it's a certain smell on a candle. Some people, it's a different smell. For me, there are times, and I can't explain it, but there are times I might be sitting around or writing my show, or I'm putting a thing together in terms of whether dogs are wag their tail left or right, what that means. But the bottom line is sometimes that smell will just come into my mind, and sometimes a tear will come out of my eye, sometimes a smile thinking of something stupid that they did.
Yeah.
I think people don't talk about it, but I think people's memories of their pet vary from scent to sound. Some people say they hear their dogs.
I think I thought at first after Charlotte died in 2015, I'd had her for almost 15 years, the urge to not have another bulldog. I was with somebody at the time, and we adopted a Staffordshire. Great, great, wonderful, wonderful dog. And then she and I went our separate ways, so I got Daisy. I thought at first I didn't really know that I wanted to have another bulldog, but I am so happy to have this dog. She is so wonderful. She's different than Charlotte, but yet she reminds me of Charlotte in a very good way. And the love, I just love, love, love this little girl.
Part of a dog is what's the input from their guardian. And so, of course, she's going to be very similar to Charlotte. My dogs will have similar traits because it's the way I treat them. So there are certain reactions I get from them. I just think that you never, ever, ever, you know, you may forget certain people in your life, but for some reason, they're so imprinted in our brain that we just, for most people, they're just with us our whole lives. I mean, I can still remember almost, and listen, I've had as many as 60 dogs, 30 cats, 22 rabbits, 6 chickens, 6 ducks, and 2 pet pigs all at one time. Up in Cobleskill. And I can remember every single one of them, and I buried every single one of them myself.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that for the cows I've had over the years, there's some I've been very close to, and I am now, and they certainly hold that place, not the same place that Charlotte did and Daisy does, but still there's a closeness there. The human-animal connection and the bond. It's a fabulous thing to celebrate, and we do it every week with Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here on Good Day. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update.
It provides for greater accountability over Ukraine aid.
You're listening to House Speaker Mike Johnson as the House passes a $95 billion foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
It forces an in-game strategy for the Ukraine war. It includes a loan instrument of this foreign aid to Ukraine and the Repo Act to ensure that Russian assets pay for part of the bill.
The Senate expected to vote on this funding on Tuesday, and then the bill heads to President Biden's desk. Now, as for the breakdown of all the money, $61 billion slated for Ukraine, $26 billion heading to Israel, and $8 billion going to Taiwan. Severe weather in North Carolina forcing the Trump campaign to cancel a rally Saturday planned in the town of Wilmington. The former president, who was already in the state, calling into the rally to ask supporters to move out of the area as a severe storm was moving in.
I'm devastated that this could happen.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The Good Day program proudly heralds what it takes to speak visually. We have stories on everybody. Just got a story on top of a story. So the best material I find every day on the program is the material that makes something in your head go, that matters. Things that matter here on Good Day. Here's the guy in the one of the roughest parts of Los Angeles. See, this is what, if Jennifer Horn were here, she'd be talking about this because she did it on her program. And this is a great conversation to be having, but we get lost in all this other stuff. This isn't a criticism, it just is, there's a lot more going on in this big wide world of ours. The guy who owned a convenience store happened to be a Sikh. And, he was robbed. Guy comes into the store with a gun, and so this guy goes after the, robber, beats him over the head with a stick. He keeps him from robbing his store, and yet the guy who owns the store is in trouble instead of the guy who came in with a gun that was going to rob him. What kind of a world looks at stuff like that? And why isn't everybody talking about that? The fact that he was a Sikh seems to enter into it in some way, shape, or form.
Do you really mean what you just said? The world talking about that. Can you imagine if today all people talked about was the Sikh who... hit the guy over the head as he was running from the store as opposed to as he was entering the store.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. The great Sikh cover-up. Right.
No, but I get your point. But,
we're going to change. You've inspired me. Trump's incitement for trying to overturn the government of the United States is, we're not talking about that. Let's talk about the Sikh robbery.
Well, how much more stuff can we say about Trump?
It isn't redundant.
He's the gift
problem.
That keeps on giving. The man doesn't stop.
But what's new? It's the same stuff. He says the same things all the time.
We're still talking about the Civil War, and people still celebrate Christmas. I mean, look at it. Some things go on for a very long time. That is not meant to be derogatory.
Hold on a second. Do you realize how fabulous that statement was you just made? Say, go back to that again.
I don't know if I want to.
You got it, folks, so you didn't, you know?
Yeah, that was fabulous. That's a gemstone. James, make a copy of that for eternity. Will you please? That was a great Michaelism. Yeah, that was fabulous, man. That made the whole show worthwhile today. All right, here's, speaking of children, a 12-year-old brightening the lives of children who are in foster care. The story of Amelia Liswell was told that she was too young to volunteer for something, so she decided to make a difference all by herself. She lives down in Benton, Arkansas. That's the home of Walmart, I think, if I'm not mistaken. She launched her own nonprofit called Lislo's Lights a couple of years ago, donating 500 nightlights to children in a foster care home, or I guess a number of foster homes in the system. Yeah, right. She has expanded to all 50 states and 9 different countries, funds to distribute 15,000 nightlights. Who would have thought? You know, when you think about a nightlight, is that consequential? But children, I know, when I remember having nightlights for my children. I remember having nightlights for myself. Did you have nightlights? Do you have them now for Max?
Yeah, we do. Especially like, what are those, the salt lamps where you can turn them down a little bit?
Yeah.
Love those. And there's also a comfort to it. And these kids who are in the foster system, comfort is everything. Having some kind of something for yourself, too. And this 12-year-old, my word, to be told that she's too young to do something, and she's like, watch me.
Yep. Right, don't you love, you want to make sure you encourage that sort of thing in people and not discourage it, but it happens all the time. The parents would say something like, you need to know your place. Yeah, okay. My place is to do...
What does that teach?
Yeah. It teaches you to stay a coward and not stick your neck out or not do things. I think her mother says she's so proud of her, she should be. She hopes to give away at least 2,500 more lights this year. She grew up volunteering with her mother, who encouraged her daughter to find something you're good at and use it to make the world a better place. And
I love that.
This kid has done that for sure. She gets help from some of her friends, apparently, as well. And now she's inspired others. She's now in the 6th grade. She inspires other youngsters to work with her to do the same thing. And volunteers in the local food bank as well, and nursing homes. Wow. Mm-hmm. This is what it's about. Yes, hello.
Talk about leading by example.
Leadership.
Children of this age, we pay attention to our peers. They pay attention to their peers. I remember being younger, and what my peers were doing meant more to me than what the adults were doing. The adults just didn't understand things. And to have a peer like this setting such a good example.
How do we lose that? As adults, where does that go? How do we have it sort of drilled out of it? Do we have to conform to feel like we fit in? Is that it? I don't understand where that spirit. I've always had it. Maybe that's why I'm considered an outcast by a lot of people. I think I'm strange. What's going on with Stefan today? Oh, you know, he's down on that farm and. Yeah, nobody else knows what's going on. It's
perception, perspective. Well, but that's one of those things.
Yeah.
Somebody's opinion of you, and not just you personally, Doug, just any you out there, someone's opinion of you has less to do with you and more to do with them, because we see things as we are, not as they are.
Yeah.
And also, other people's opinions of us aren't our business anyway.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, and who cares what somebody else thinks about you?
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to work your way through all of that... I think you need
to have yourself have your head examined.
The only
Thank
constant
you.
In your life is you.
Yep. There's a fellow who returned a lost wallet to her grandmother, and what has happened because of that. This fellow's name is Devontae Johnson, 19 years of age. He didn't have to go out of his way to return a lost wallet to its owner, somebody who was a stranger. He did. He went out of his way, returned the wallet to Dee Harkenrider of Wynn, Arkansas. She had unknowingly left her wallet in a Walmart, in a shopping cart. And so, anyway, he said he felt like, she said that she felt like he was an angel of God. They had stayed in touch since this random act of kindness. Apparently, they're going to church together. She's the grandmother of seven. She brought Mr. Johnson and his mother over to the house for lunch. This is kind of a fun, nice, sweet thing that you'd like to see a lot more of, frankly. I would like to see a lot more of this sort of thing. What a sweet.
Yeah,
sweet.
Just a genuine, kindness that developed into this organic relationship.
Yep, acts of kindness, if you will. Okay, here's some good news. An ocean cleanup nonprofit has received a check for $25 million from the co-founder of Airbnb, $25 million to support the ocean cleanup nonprofit. Ocean cleanup nonprofit. They're deploying the largest plastic capture system ever developed. I think we talked about the system last week. Didn't we describe it? How this is what it does and how it works, and it is so important to clean up this. See, I'm not I get frustrated because people put labels on you. You know how it works, and with me, it's very hard to put labels on me because I don't think the same. I don't think in this box. I don't think because I'm a Republican I should be thinking this way, or I'm a Democrat I shouldn't think that way, or I'm a Christian I should think this way, or I'm a Jew I should think that way, or I'm black I should think this way. It's not the way my mind works. I think about the particular circumstance. I am disgusted when I look around in my circumstances and then look at the greater, the world circumstances where there was such garbage everywhere, the amount of plastic that's in the ocean, that's along the street, it's disgusting.
It is. It really is.
It is. What we're doing to this beautiful planet that will survive, but we may not because of how we're destroying it for ourselves. So anyway, this is a pilot system created by the Ocean Cleanup Group, and they're trying to, because with the $25 million, to be able to scale it up. It is, according to most experts, this is the reason the guy gave him the $25 million, because it's the most effective ocean cleaning system ever developed. And it's like a net that's about a mile across, and there are three boats that will allow it to operate around the clock. And so they're going to start, I guess, in Europe, right? This is a Dutch company. I think that they're going to be starting over there.
Yeah.
And
they've been working on a patch located between California and Hawaii for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just what these ocean liners get away with in terms of just dumping garbage into the ocean is why are the environmentalists so concerned about gas that comes out of the back end of a cow, but they aren't concerned about all this crap that gets thrown out of all these? I love these ads when you're looking around. Here is your personal cruise consultant, and you can get on a ship, the Norwegian Cruise Line, and go to sea and look over the side of the boat and watch all the rubbish and trash and poop and everything else get pushed out onto the ocean. It's disgusting. So anyway, I guess the good news here is these guys get $25 million. Who knew? You know, it's the Airbnb thing, what a phenomenon. This is something else. You know, you go from one conversation to another if you have an imaginative mind. And I've always had, sometimes your father says to me when we have our meetings, well, you went from one thing to another and there was nothing, you didn't even take a breath. Well, because that's kind of the way my mind works. So follow along, folks. Here we go.
Hold on tight.
Hold on. Airbnb was, this is a company that's like 25, I don't even think it's 25 years old, but it's something like that. And it reminds me of Uber, or because it was the same thing. It's a software company that owns nothing. They just have a software program, and this whoever this guy, there are two guys that put this together, they, his name is Joe Gebbia, G-E-B-B-I-A. He's one of the two founders. How they came up with this? But they're so smart, although I think Airbnb is kind of, excuse me, has it gone beyond its prime? Because there are a lot of problems, apparently, with Airbnb stuff these days.
Yeah, it definitely seems like there's an ebb and flow. Like, it started to get pretty rough, and then it got a little bit better.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, anyway, but it was, it's a, you know, it's like with Uber, it's $5 billion, $6 billion company based on software, Airbnb, the same thing. So this guy easily had 25 mil, but good for him to give it to somebody that, some company that can really use it. I think it's a fabulous idea, frankly. And, but what would be a better idea would be that we didn't do this in the first place. Right? Mm-hmm. That would be the best idea.
Hear, hear.
Yeah, if we didn't do that. But we seem to be, people throw butts out the window of the car smoking, right? Is there anything more disgusting?
People throw everything out of their cars.
Oh, get a, what's the matter with you? What do you? What could you be thinking, you selfish SOBs? Don't throw stuff out. Have a little bag. A good example for your children. Set a bag up in the front and put your waste in there.
Yeah,
please.
Exactly.
Think, as it were. 18 after. This is Good Day. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin. The reasons for using it go on and on. One of the things that I like about it, and so do the doctors that I have on Good Day Health, is that the research that was done used science-based research.
Yeah, and you know, it works the opposite of most weight loss products. So most weight loss products are working against your body's natural processes. They are appetite suppressants. They are stimulants. They're drugs, which is why with a lot of those products, you have rebound weight gain. It can even be more than what you started out with. But when you're talking about Calitrin, it's working with your body. It's basically giving your body back what it had when it was younger so it runs more efficiently.
What's the deal for Valentine's Day?
Well, we've got two big things going on right now. We brought back our Couples Quick Start Pack. I know, perfect for Valentine's Day. And then we also, just for Calitrin alone, have our unlimited buy three, get three free.
Toploss.com is the website. Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here to help us through our weight loss goals.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Show, big movie. You know, I'm confusing Judy Garland and Carol Channing. Carol Channing came into my mind, but Liza Minnelli is her daughter. Yes, she's done that role as well. All right, so Chuck Curry is here. It's Movie Moments. Enlighten us as to why we have the pleasure of that song in our ear.
This day in film history, February 13, 1972, Cabaret. Open in movie theaters starring Liza Minnelli, Joel Grey, who I believe won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actor. That film was nominated for a slew of Oscars, including Best Picture, ultimately lost to The Godfather, which was the right movie to win the Oscar for Best
Picture. To win the Oscar.
Picture. Yeah. I do believe when I was a kid, my mother took me to see Cabaret in theaters. Not for me. I remember that's it was not my cup of tea. It probably still isn't to this day. You know, actually, when I think of Liza Minnelli, I think of Arthur with Dudley Moore. Actually,
yeah. That makes sense. All right, so let's dig around and find out what's going on with some of our favorite stars. Ewan McGregor has been making a lot of trips, it would seem, to Disneyland. And most people, you know, he kind of wears glasses and does what other celebrities do when they take their family to places like this.
Yeah.
He has now opened up about making these trips because people have been outing him. I don't know why it's such a big deal, but apparently it is.
You mean they recognize him and come over to him and say, I want your autograph or I like your work?
Well, is that, I mean, that's kind of a problem, though, isn't it?
You go, of course it is. That's the trade-off with the life. I mean, anybody who's ever been anybody who's been in the public eye, I mean, he's been in big projects, so he's going to be recognized. You know, you're involved in the Star Wars entity. You're going to get recognized, and that's one of the the trade-offs in life, which is not a great thing. I'm not saying it's a great thing, and it's not a great thing.
Yeah, no. He's got, though, his children apparently have not seen all of the things that he's done in Star Wars or other things. And so, yeah. But what's he most famous for? What would you say the role was that he was the most famous?
I mean, I like him in Big Fish. I think he's really good in that movie, Tim Burton. I guess playing Obi-Wan Kenobi, right, in the pre-Star Wars prequels,
mm-hmm.
a lot of people know him for. I don't think people point and say, wow, it's an amazing, that's one of the biggest stars in the business, but he's certainly a name. I got a question for you. Yes. I think this is interesting. They reported that the Super Bowl on Sunday night, most watched Super Bowl ever, 123.4 million viewers. That according to Nielsen. Now, you've been around for a long time. You know about ratings. Do you believe there's any accurate way to know if this number's remotely correct?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Nope.
How would they? So
nope.
How did they come to that?
Radio ratings are BS. TV ratings are BS. It's all junk. It's all.
How do they? So how did they come to that conclusion? How did they come to that conclusion?
Well, because they have to have a way of measuring when they guarantee, the advertisers are guaranteed that there'll be
exactly,
X number of eyeballs that we'll
right.
see. And so they have to, they hire these Nielsen ratings people who basically hold the television and radio world sort of in hostage.
Now, let me ask you a question. Tell me if I'm wrong. From what I knew, Nielsen back in the day, right, they take like 1,000 households, and they put a box on your TV, right?
Yep,
and then based on those 1,000 people, they magnify it, or you know, they
right.
estimate, they take, 300 million people divided by 1,000, and based on the percentage
ridiculous.
Of what's watching 1,000, they say that's what it is. That can't
yeah,
be accurate.
Ridiculous. No, it's ridiculous. But yet they've snowed everybody, including the advertising agencies, into thinking, well, that's a great measurement. We'll buy those numbers. It's baloney. It really, that's a
now,
good
let's
point.
Just say hypothetically, if that is accurate, 123 million, how many is the Taylor Swift effect of that, would you say? Extra watching the game because she was in
20,
there.
20, I'll bet you 20
yeah,
million.
Yeah, I bet that too. I bet that's yeah. inaccurate. So yeah, she's the MVP of the NFL this year. I think, yeah, absolutely.
So,
no?
Should be. Did you watch Jon Stewart last night?
I did not. I just read about it this morning when I woke up to 7.
Yeah, take a look at it. It's pretty powerful. Well, it's just powerful television. It's very good. He's very good. And he hits the nail on the head as he always has, taking on both Biden and Trump. And what a ridiculous situation we are in now to have these two guys at their age running for president. It's I thought it was very poignant.
I can't disagree with
that.
Hi,
Chucker. Talk to you tomorrow. Chuck Curry here on the Good Day program at 59 after the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.